But says now we, and he says we break it down. We got it set, and says we done found out we do break it down. You see, everything, see, every pole they've got is got a ground. Mm-hmm. See, they pass it up there, and it comes right down that pole and curve, and goes in that ground down yonder to 8 foot. That's everyone, every pole you see. Mm-hmm. All right, some of it will come in there. Well, we'll say it'll hit way back over yonder. Well, look at the poles it's got. Now, he says sometimes every bit of it can go down one pole into the ground and damage nothing. Mm-hmm. A hit could skip and go over 2 miles. And now a bit of it go in that ground. Just keep traveling. I said a little of it could go in here, and a little of it there, and a little of it there. Just keep breaking it down till it won't hurt nothing. Mm-hmm. Now, see, they got all that, but now.
Kind of like a lightning rod.
Yeah, yeah. They claim lightning has got to have somewhere to go. Mm-hmm. See, a man got laid cute, and I was asking about that. And he got laid cute with one of them things right out there. Uh-huh. You see, there's an electric motor, if I understand it, at every tower on that there, on that there water trick, that irrigation.
Irrigation?
Yeah. You see, that's a circular. Well, there's they've got a big unit there that pulls this generator. And this generator pulls each one of these. Mm-hmm. Well, a generator ain't nothing but an electric motor. That generator on your starter there. Mm-hmm. That generator there keeps your battery filled. Mm-hmm. And all of that. Well, it ain't anything but an electric motor. And he said that Kurt had to go somewhere. And there was some table. Or some legs, and I didn't see it. I might not tell it just right. But he told me something other about there was 2 legs or 4 legs, one there. He said that current was supposed to jump off and went down there, come ashore in there. Mm-hmm. Well, he reached, you see, he walked up there, something had gone wrong somewhere, you know, and he walked up there and reached over to switch it off. Uh-huh. And when that current come down, he was between he was between where the current come and here where it would have went in and just jumped into him. Uh-huh. Well, now, I seen some, as I was just talking, now they all, when you say an expert, that's one that studies all this stuff. I seen them, they come on, and it's on TV, and they was asking them questions. Told them them lightning experts, and they were going to question them some. Mm-hmm. And they got to tell them, said, we don't know what it is. Nobody knows what it is. Well, this man told me they didn't even know what electricity was. Mm-hmm. And he was the inspector, too, now. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And one man told him, he said, well, listen now. But these men told him that lightning had to, electricity had to go somewhere. Said it was going somewhere. Man, well, I was sitting there watching it, and I was really interested in it. Man told him, said, well, I've seen it come under the door. Balls of fire come in that house, bounce all over the house. A ball of fire bounce all over the house. Mm-hmm. The man told him, says, right, you are. He said it was hunting somewhere to go. Mm-hmm. And it didn't matter, just liable to go one way or the other. If it ever hit something, it could have went there. But you see, that's the reason you ground things. Mm-hmm. So when it gets there, it can...
Mm-hmm. Find a place to go.
Yeah, now you see, now you take lightning, hit a boat, come off our chair. Mm-hmm. Well, now this here's got lightning rods on it.